Oh, I knew it wouldn't be long before you were asking for someone.
Sounds like we're going to be here for quite a while.
Yeah. Sie können schon hören, Besuch aus Brighton beim Musiknachmittag im Domradio. 26 Jahre auf der Bühne. Eine der britischen Folkbands überhaupt. The Levelers, welcome along to the show. Mark.
Hi, Tommy,
Jazz.
How you doing?
Hi there.
Mark Chaddick, Jazz Cunningham sind bei mir. 26 years on the road. Oh my God. Yeah, just still enjoy it.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, we're fine with it. We're still here.
It doesn't seem like that long, but...
And that's good. Sie sind immer noch mit Spaß dabei nach 26 Jahren. Im Moment kommen alle Stars der 80er Jahre zurück. Gerade habe ich Spandau Ballet gehört. The Pogues touren wieder mit Sänger Shane. Visage haben es versucht. Meine Gäste waren nie weg. Everybody's reuniting for the moment. 80s bands.
Yeah.
But you've never been away.
That's right. Yeah.
Never stepped off the stage.
Every band that ever was still is. There's a fact. Even if like only half a member is still alive, the other half they rebuild and they just somehow they get out there. I don't know why. I think if you're in a band, it's a difficult thing to give up. That's why we never stopped. Yeah. We've always kept it up because we knew we'd have to reform. So why doing the split up thing in the first place?
Warum sollen wir uns überhaupt auflösen? Sagt Mark. Wir bleiben dran, weil wenn wir uns einmal auflösen, dann würden wir uns ja wieder formieren und das wäre ja auch Quatsch. Und nach all den Jahren, nach 26 Jahren, die Hälfte lebt ja nur noch. Die andere Hälfte bauen wir immer wieder zusammen, damit sie wieder auf der Bühne stehen können. Britischer Humor, The Levelers im Studio. Ich habe gelesen, meine Gäste, die Levelers, haben wirklich als sogenannte Taper angefangen. Das heißt, sie haben ihre Musik auf den guten alten Audiokassetten vertrieben zum Selbstkostenpreis in den 80er Jahren. I read you've started as tapers, recorded tapes, audio cassettes in the 80s, in the beginning, non-profit wise.
Well, yeah, as I said, they didn't really make any money, but we made them because we couldn't have anything pressed by vinyl in those days. And that was all that was available. There was no CDs, there was no MP3. So making our own cassettes up, and we would just give them out off the front of the stage to the audience. Wherever we were playing, we'd just give them off the front of the stage to anybody that was interested.
Just to get the name of the band around, really, that's the most important thing.
It did work.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Wir haben kein Geld mit den Kassetten verdient. Wir konnten es uns einfach nicht leisten, etwas auf Schallplatte zu pressen. Und haben bei den Konzerten dann einfach Kassetten, wo unsere Lieder drauf waren, ans Publikum verschenkt. Und so langsam aber sicher hat's gewirkt. Die Levelers wurden bekannter und erfolgreicher, machten Platten und CDs. Und inzwischen haben sie sogar The Mad Way aufgemacht. Was das ist, erzählen wir Ihnen gleich. Die Levelers sind hier, Folkstars aus Brighton. Musiknachmittag im Domradio. Wir sprechen mehr gleich. Musiknachmittag im Domradio mit den Levelers. Wir haben gerade schon erzählt, wie alles begann. Dann gab es Platten und CDs und die Jungs haben The Mad Way aufgemacht. What is The Mad Way? Jazz und Mark sind bei mir.
The Mad Way is a studio that we bought. It was an old factory that we bought in Brighton about 20 years ago because we wanted our office to be in the same place as our studio and we didn't want to have to keep going up to London to rehearse. So we just wanted somewhere that was our own so we could keep communications good between us and our management.
It's a big place though. I mean, it's like the size of it was far too big for us. So there's about 7 other studios in there now. With other bands, different kinds of bands and DJs, like people like Orbital have been there. And there's people that do work with fabrics, fashion designers,
artists.
Jewelry makers, painters, artists of all kinds, ceramics.
Is
so
it public?
It's a big open space, yeah.
And a bar,
yeah.
Vor 20 Jahren haben meine Gäste die Levelers eine alte Fabrik gekauft in Brighton. Sie wollten Büro und Studio in einem Ort haben und wollten nicht nach London fahren müssen zum Proben. Das Ding war zu groß für uns eigentlich. Jetzt haben wir noch 7 andere Studios drin. DJs und Bands proben da. Zum Beispiel Orbital proben da. Aus der Elektronikszene. Künstler und Kunsthandwerker. Und eine Bar gibt's auch noch in The Mad Way. And then there was your own festival in 2003 in Devon.
Yeah, basically, we decided back in the day, like 2003 was the first year, we started to look at it in 2001 because there weren't so many festivals in the UK that weren't really commercial. There's Glastonbury, which everybody in the world knows, but there are other big festivals that were kind of just big rock fests where people were treated pretty badly and it was very expensive and they were quite uncultural. And we wanted to do a festival that was great for the people that would come to it. So the beer was cheap and the acts were all great live acts of different kinds. It doesn't matter if they're really old or famous bands or brand new bands, as long as they're really good live acts. And comedy and theatre and everything. And it's been 12 years now, so we're very happy with it.
Ab 2001 haben meine Gäste, die Levelers, nach Festivals geschaut und stellten fest, es gibt viel zu wenig. Glastonbury kennt jeder, aber bei vielen Festivals, sie sind zu teuer und die Besucher werden schlecht behandelt. Und wir wollten ein Festival machen, wo das anders ist. Tolle Bands zu sehen sind alte und zum Teil auch ganz neue Bands, die noch keiner kennt. Und die Leute werden gut behandelt und das Bier ist preiswert. The Levelers aus Brighton und dieses Festival heißt The Beautiful Days Festival, ist in der Nähe von Fairmile in Devon. Nowadays you got your own record label called On the Fiddle Recordings, ein eigenes Plattenlabel, haben die Levelers heute auch. It seems to me that throughout your career you've done your best to stay independent from the music industry.
It's very important to us to keep independent. I mean, music industry was never that interested in us anyway, really. You know, so as soon as we could do our independent, you know, get our independence properly so we could actually release our own records and do decent amounts of publicity, you know, we were all for it. It's kind of what we were working towards even before we were fully like that.
Yeah, it's we've always set things up so we don't actually have to rely on the man. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if the man, yeah, the record company, the major record label suddenly turns around and goes, boys, guess what? Your tour's sold out. It's all going really well. Your record's going to be coming out next month, but guess what? You're still dropped. We're not interested in your kind of music right now. We're moving on. And suddenly you find yourselves without anything. And we were determined that was never going to be our path. We always knew that we'd always be able to do what we wanted to do when we wanted to do it, because we were in control of our own destiny.
Autonomie wird groß geschrieben bei den Levelers. Sie wollten immer möglichst unabhängig sein und nicht Sklaven von Plattenfirmen und der Musikindustrie, obwohl die Musikindustrie hat sich oft auch gar nicht so richtig für uns interessiert, sagen die beiden, aber wir wollten eigentlich unser Schicksal selbst in die Hand nehmen. Jahrelang haben Kritiker und Radioleute euch auch einfach nicht als Folkband akzeptiert, weil ihr unbequem oder vielleicht zu eigenständig wart. For many years, critics ignored that you're a folk band, maybe until you got the BBC Two Folk Awards in 2011. Perhaps because of your non-conformism?
Yeah, I think so. It's basically, when we first started, the word folk in the UK was a dirty word. You know, even though we were really into it, that's what we were. But we kind of didn't ever want to say that we were, because we were always a punk band. We're a punk band in our spirit. And some of the musicality is folk, and the narrative tradition of telling a story is folk, and that's the strongest part of our relationship with folk music. And, yeah, and nowadays it's kind of cool, so we're a folk band.
Very happy to be a folk band.
The older you became, the more folk?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if we're more folk in our music. I don't think so. You know, sometimes we are when we do some stuff. But in record, not really. We're a rock band, really, with folk influences.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty consistent as an influence that's there. It's a large influence on us. But I don't think, you know, there has been any kind of development towards that. It's just always been there.
Folk war fast ein verbotenes Wort in England damals, als Folk nicht so beliebt war wie heute. Wir waren mehr Punk und wir waren mehr Rock, aber wenn ich mit Musik eine Geschichte erzähle, dann ist das ja Folkmusik. Und 2011 bekamen meine Gäste den renommierten Roots Award von BBC Two, die bei den Folk Awards geehrt wurden. Die Levelers sind da, Mark and Jazz zumindest. Do you feel like playing one live?
Yeah, I'll have a go. Yeah, if you'd like. Yeah.
Mark. Right. Yeah. Chaddick on guitar.
Yeah, this is a song called Truth Is.
Go on and speak your mind. Let's find out what it is you have to say.
hope nobody turns away. You said it loud and clear, we have to work, we have to earn our pay. Well, I'm sorry, not today. Oh, I'm sorry, not today. Truth is, if I don't make it, then you can't take it. And if I don't sow it, then you can't wear it. Truth is, if I don't grow it, then you can't eat it. And if I don't aim it, then you can't shoot it. So a little bit left over at the end. Well, I read your paper and I found out what it is you have to say. Then I let it blow away. I voted for you and against you, oh, here you seem to stay. Oh, when will you go away? Oh, when will you go away? Truth is, if I don't make it, then you can't take it. And if I don't sow it, then you can't wear it. Truth is, if I don't grow it, then you can't eat it. And if I don't aim it, then you can't shoot it. So a little bit left over at the end. But you've got it all. You've got it all and it's still not enough. You've got it all. You've got it all and it's still not enough. If I don't make it, then you can't take it. And if I don't sow it, then you can't wear it. Truth is, if I don't grow it, then you can't eat it. And if I don't aim it, then you can't shoot it. So a little bit left over at the end.
The Levelers. Live im Domradio Studio, exklusiv und direkt für Sie, Mark Chadwick, Gitarre und Gesang. Wir sprechen mehr gleich. Von Anfang an haben meine Gäste die Levelers Musik für eine bessere Welt gemacht. Die Losungen der französischen Revolution von 1798 hätten es nicht besser sagen können. Freiheit, Gleichheit, Brüderlichkeit. Straight from the beginning, you've been singing and playing for a better world, didn't you? What topics were the most important for you?
Well, kind of the world we see around us and just generally trying to improve it from, like, social situations, mostly in the immediate environment, social injustice and environmental issues, issues of conflict.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
Wir sehen uns die Welt um uns herum an und sehen soziale Ungerechtigkeit. Die Welt wird kaputt gemacht, die Umwelt wird kaputt gemacht und immer mehr Armut. Ehrlich gesagt, 26 Jahre später sind viele von den Träumen Träume geblieben, aber meine Gäste spielen weiter die Levelers aus Brighton. Welche Kraft lässt euch immer weiter für eure Ideale eintreten? What keeps you keeping up your message? What force keeps you singing for
things
a better
world? Things just haven't changed, haven't they? You know, things are still the same as when we've ever been trying to do it, you know, and we as artists, you know, we have this drive to express ourselves. And the issues remain largely the same.
If not worse.
Yeah, you know, the details change, but the issues, yeah, are still there.
Es sind immer noch dieselben Themen, für die wir uns als Künstler engagieren. Die Themen bleiben dieselben. Es wird vielleicht manchmal sogar schwieriger. Lass uns die Kraft spüren im Domradio-Studio, direkt gegenüber vom ehrwürdigen Kölner Dom. Let's feel that believe in power you trust in when you keep carrying on. Do you feel I play one more?
Yeah, I'll play some.
We'd love to hear some more.
I'll play Beautiful Day. Yeah?
Beautiful Day, The Levelers, exklusiv im Domradio Studio.
What a beautiful day, I'm the king of all time. Nothing's impossible in my all-powerful mind. It was on the 5th of November, of the time it went by. Well, some say that that's impossible, but you and I would never look back. And wasn't it incredible? So beautiful and above all, just to see the fuse glow in this time, light a real bonfire for all time. And what a beautiful day, I'm the king of all time. Nothing's impossible in my all-powerful mind. Well, I was drinking in my nightclub, it felt good to be back. When Hedren said I love you, Flynn said make mine a double jack. Was then we planned the revolution to make things better for all time. When Guevara said it's crazy but ordered up a bottle of wine. And what a beautiful day, I'm the king of all time. Nothing's impossible in my all-powerful mind. Oh, what a beautiful day, I'm the king of all time. Nothing's impossible in my all-powerful mind. In there on the big screen, every night I've seen the way that all things should be, yeah. Well, the news broke after midnight that we pulled the temples down without a sound. But the generals, they were hiding out, the ministers, well, they'd all gone to ground. And wealth through distribution became the new solution. So I got a paperback, you got the one with all the holes. But what a beautiful day, I'm the king of all time. Nothing's impossible in my all-powerful mind. And what a beautiful day, I'm the king of all time. Nothing's impossible in my all-powerful mind. Because nothing is impossible in my all-powerful mind, yeah. Because nothing is impossible in my all-powerful mind.
Thanks a lot, Mark. No Levelers, live im Studio. Nächste Woche Donnerstag spielen sie im legendären Luxor in Köln. Im Domradio Studio heute schon The Levelers, meine Gäste aus Brighton. Das Album Greatest Hits kommt dann auch nach mehr als einem Vierteljahrhundert Levelers. You've just released the album Greatest Hits. Does it feature your collaborations with Frank Turner, Bellowhead, Billy Bragg and the likes as well?
Yeah, Mel DeMay, yeah. Yeah, it does, yeah. It does. It features all four of those fantastic artists who came along and joined us for on four different days to come and play their versions of their sort of their most favourite Levelers songs, really. It was a joy to do, to be honest. Really good fun.
We were the backing band.
Yeah, we were just the humble backing band.
Die Levelers waren dann mal für vier Songs nur die Begleitband. Für Billy Bragg, Frank Turner, Imelda May und Bellowhead, die große Levelers Erfolge gesungen haben. Und das zu hören auf der Doppel-CD Greatest Hits. Und die kommt zusammen mit einer DVD, all the video clips in one DVD, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. We can watch us age.
Yeah, it's okay. A long DVD.
Auf dieser DVD sieht man alle Videoclips der Levelers aus ganz unterschiedlichen Zeiten und man kann beobachten, wie die Jungs langsam etwas älter wurden. Bei den ersten sind sie ganz jung. Greatest Hits, The Levelers, zwei CDs und eine DVD mit allen Videoclips. Sie ist auf dem Markt und Sie können die Levelers live erleben, nächste Woche schon im Luxor in Köln. Have you been to the cathedral yet?
Yes, yeah, many times.
Many, many times.
I've been up it twice, yeah. I know.
Sweating.
Keeps me fit. Yeah, no. No, it's just the most perfect building.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the art gallery around the corner is brilliant as well.
Sie waren schon oft im Kölner Dom, erzählen meine Gäste von den Levelers. Zweimal ist Mark schon raufgeklettert und hat geschwitzt. Jazz sagt, ja, das Kunstmuseum um die Ecke, Museum Ludwig, ist auch auf jeden Fall eine Reise wert. Did you know scouts sing your music?
No.
No, no.
We didn't.
They do. Yeah.
That's all good. That's all good.
That's great.
There is Leveller's songs in songbooks.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That is news to us. That's great.
Only one way.
Yeah, yeah.
Of cool. life, for example.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Sie wussten gar nicht, dass
well, it kind of works for a campfire.
Yeah, true.
Sitting around the campfire singing songs. It works. That's the sort of songs. I mean, as you can hear, the way I'm playing them, it's not how they actually sound, but they do work on acoustic guitar and a voice. That's pretty much all of the songs we've ever written can do that. So I can see why the scouts got into it.
Die Levelers Musik funktioniert auch, wenn man um das Feuer bei den Pfadfindern rumsitzt. Denn ich habe festgestellt, dass Pfadfinderbücher auch Songs enthalten, wie zum Beispiel One Way von den Levelers, aber die Band selbst wusste das gar nicht. Is your music spiritual in a way?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all music is, actually, but ours is, yeah, I think so, more than it is political, though it is political, but like, more than it is political, more than it is love-orientated or commercial, you know, it is kind of spiritual.
Musik ist immer spirituell, sagt Mark, aber unsere eigentlich ganz besonders, auch wenn sie politisch ist, aber auf jeden Fall ist es spirituelle Musik. Hier sind die Live-Termine. Am Donnerstag nächste Woche Köln-Luxor, wie gesagt, The Levelers Live, nur noch wenige Karten zu bekommen. Freitag Frankfurt, Butch Cup heißt der Club, 2. November. Münster im Gleis, 8. November. Lübeck, Rolling Stone Weekender. Meine Gäste, The Levelers Live. Von mir aus können meine Gäste gerne wiederkommen und für sie hier unsere Hörer spielen. So what must happen that you're coming back and play my show once again for the listeners?
You're right, we'd love to.
Yeah,
yes, please.
No problem.
Yeah.
Und die ersten beiden, die jetzt mitmachen beim Domradio Musiknachmittag und sich Musik wünschen, gewinnen jeweils ein Triple-Album der Levelers, meiner Gäste, zwei CDs, Greatest Hits und die DVD. Die Nummer kennen viele Musiknachmittag-Hörer schon längst. 0221 für Köln und dann 258860. 0221 258860. So Gott will, werden sie wiederkommen und für sie spielen eines Tages, sagen Mark and Jazz von The Levelers. Thanks very much for being with us.
Ah, pleasure, hey, no worries. Sorry, it's great.